Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burst with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. It is an honor to be in your homes again. Amen. Praise God. Where I live, it's raining. Amen. Praise God. So it's going to cool off this summer heat. Amen. Praise God. I came to you this evening because I had an errand. I had to run earlier today. Amen. Praise God. And I don't like to fail doing my work for the Lord. I feel like if we can get out and work for, amen, our living, amen, on these various jobs, and we can get out and do other things, we need to continue to do what we are assigned to do. This is my assignment. Praise God. On yesterday, I couldn't see. I was diagnosed with sugar diabetes and last year, and I don't claim none of it because I don't take any medication. I have faith to believe that God can do everything but fail, amen, and he's going to heal my eyes, amen. Plus, over 16 years ago, Satan, used some witchcraft on me and hugged me, and some snakes, demons got in my ears and went up to my brains and my head, amen, and severed my spiritual eye from my natural eye. So now when I do see, amen, praise God, in the realm, I see by the Spirit of God, by the Holy Ghost, amen. He directs me, he teaches me, he shows me everything that I need to know, and I give him glory, amen. But it has been a battle for me with my vision for quite some time now, amen, but I still press on, and I have a thought, amen, praise God, amen, and this is important for us. We as the body of Christ are going through so much. It's been a tremendous battle ever since 2010 came into existence, amen, praise God, praise God, but the year is not over yet, amen, so saints, we need to hold on. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory, all honor and all the praise. Amen. And he's worthy. Amen. He can do everything but fail. Amen. And I woke up this morning with my mind on him. I stays on him. Amen. I go to bed with my mind on him. And I thank him for even the struggles that I go through, because I'm telling you, over in Africa and various other nations, amen, that have all these Muslims and their beliefs and what they do, they killing our Christians. They cutting off their arms and their legs. They burning them and killing them, shooting them, amen. And they're dying for the sake of Jesus Christ. So my little dilemmas with my eyes and whatever else I go through in my body, and then what my children and grandchildren and friends and stuff go through that are around me, it ain't nothing compared to what they suffer for. Amen, praise God, and they go through. Thank you, Jesus. And then, you know, we look at the condition of the world. It's not getting any better. Satan is defeated. Not he's going to be defeated, but he is defeated. So my thought, amen, today, my message today is whatever you ask of God, he will do it. On last night, I tried to come back on again, amen, praise God, and I had problems again, praise God. And I'm gearing up, I'm stimulated, amen, up for this kingdom, amen, praise God, worshipers, amen, camp meeting. Amen. And I say, well, amen, the enemy is mad because, amen, he know that this is coming up, amen, starting Thursday, July the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And we have some wonderful speakers, amen, some end time, amen, amen, women of God that have laid their lives on the line, amen, and they're preaching nothing but truth. They're powerful women of God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so I just want to just lift up God, amen, and give God glory. We have Reverend Darla Wynn, amen, praise God. She will be speaking on that Thursday at 4:30 p.m. Blog Talk Radio. We have Reverend Doris Dorsey, amen, and she will be speaking, amen, that Friday, amen, praise God, at 4:30. And then we have Christina, praise God, and I'm always saying I hope I pronounce her name right. I think I'm doing very well with the first name, and she's going to have to pronounce to you guys her last name. But she's a beautiful, powerful woman in God, and it's evangelist, amen, Christina, amen, and she will, amen, close it out, amen, praise God. So we just are looking forward to the move of the Spirit. Because we know when camp meeting start during the summertime, this church that I go to, amen, the pastor had already announced, amen, that he would be preaching in Dallas, and then from there he would go to Arkansas, amen. He's in camp meeting, amen, and praise God. And one of the things he said, they might not like his message when he gets to Dallas, but, amen, he's totally sold out to God to preach the truth and nothing but the truth, amen. And that's the most important thing. So we thank God for that announcement, and we're looking forward for Thursday. So set your, amen, set your calendar, amen, for that time, because it's a time of refreshing, it is a time of healing, and it's a time of deliverance, amen. And I just want to say to you today, whatever you ask of God, he will do it. Father, we just thank you right now. We thank you for, hallelujah, your word and your will today. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, and his blood. Now I bind up Lucifer in every trick and trap, amen, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you to move by your spirit all this week long. We know it started off, amen, hallelujah, on the good, amen, pathway, on the good foot, amen, praise God, amen. And the enemy tried to come in with my vision, but it's not my vision that's saving my soul, it's your will that's saving my soul, so I must be about my Father's business, and I'm not ashamed of the, amen, praise God, of the gospel of you, Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe, and I'm asking you to move by your spirit today, God, let me be able to say a word in season to the body of Christ, because so many people are going through, amen, and they don't understand that, amen, that their answer, amen, has already been, amen, answered even before they ask. All they have to do is step out in faith and believe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we ask you, Lord God, to touch right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You didn't bring us this far to leave us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord God, that he Lord God, every trick and trap that Lucifer is trying to lay, Lord God, don't even put him on the back burner, but Lord God, destroy his works right now in the name of Jesus. Destroy, amen, every sickness, amen, and every, amen, disease that has been placed upon your people. In Jesus' name I pray, turn it around for your people, and let them know that you're still reigning in the earth realm. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Thank you, Lord God, for healing my vision, amen, today. Allowing me a chance to be able to see your word today. Blotting out, amen, Lord God, everything that the enemy is trying to do to me. And Lord God, allowing me to stand up in your name. Because in your name, Lord God, there is, hallelujah, life forevermore. And I want to thank you and give you glory, all the honor and all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I would try to play some music, but I know that I'm going to have technical problems, so I won't do it. I got to get everything straightened out, so I'm just going to go into the Word. Praise be the name of God. And the Bible said, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give it to you. God will do it. So my thought is, whatever you ask of God, he will do it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we need to take the limits off of God. Some of us have been, amen, thank you, Jesus, been going around in circles and circles and literally limiting God, amen, from what he can do for you because we don't believe. We believe healing was for those that were in Jesus' time. So we don't operate in the gifts like we should, healing and deliverance, amen, like we should. There are some of us that are still, amen, operating in those gifts, but you find them few, amen, because they don't want to fight devils. They don't want to pray. They don't want to intercede and intervene, those that are not doing it, amen. But the ones that are doing it, amen, they're going before the morning, bitch, amen, praise God. They tearing all night long, praise God. They have the confidence and the belief and the trust in God that God can do everything but fail. So the Bible say, now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary who anointed the Lord with a fragrant oil and wiped his feet, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, with her hair, and whose brother Lazarus was sick. And my God, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Mary was the one that anointed, amen, had that alabaster box, and she anointed Jesus' feet, amen, as he sat waiting for dinner, amen, and while he was ministering to the people. She was appointed by God, amen, to do that service, amen, praise God, because it was coming up to the time for Jesus to, amen, be crucified, amen, and she had made him, amen, with a precious, amen, fragrance, amen, a sweet savor to the Lord, amen. All sacrifices have a sweet savor. Well, she anointed Jesus, amen. She applied these precious oils upon Jesus, amen. Hallelujah, amen. And therefore, the sister sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. Is there anybody sick in your house today? Is there anybody going through today? Is there anybody that needs to hear from God today? Well, I stop by here to tell you that God, amen, will do whatever you ask, amen, him to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the Bible said, and I'm coming out of John chapter 11, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Praise God. You see, saints, amen, Jesus had already spoken a word, amen, thank you, Jesus, over Lazarus before he even died. He's prophesied that this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Saints, a lot of things that you're going through today, it might seem like all hell has broken loose. I have problems in my home. You might have problems in your home, but it's all for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God is getting the glory out of this. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he stayed two, my God, thank you, Jesus, more days in the place where he was. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. It seemed like Jesus should have been in a hurry to get to Lazarus. It seemed like Jesus should have put down everything that he was doing in order to get to Lazarus. Lazarus was his friend, and Mary and Martha, amen, were his friends. And then Mary took, amen, and anointed him, hallelujah, from the alabaster box, and it seemed like because they had did this task, and amen, they paid much attention and followed and fellowship with Jesus, it seemed like he should have jumped to the situation, but you can't make God and his son jump to nothing, not in that cave, not before it's time, and we need to say, I'm waiting on the time of the Lord. I'm waiting on the timing of the Lord, and I'm going to wait right here until I see my change come. Then after this, he said to the disciples, well, let us go to Judea again. My God, my God, my God. The disciples said unto him, Rabbi, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lately the Jews sought to stone you and were hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And you are going there again. They asked him the question, but Jesus, amen, answered them and said, there are 24 hours in a day, and if any one walk in the day, he doth not stumble because he sees the light of the world. You see, Jesus is the light of the world, and not only that, but the light, amen, shineth in us, in our dark places. Some of us have dark situations, and we've been waiting for the light to come, but I'm telling you, whatever you ask of God, he will do it for you. He's been waiting on you to ask him a thing. My God, my God, my God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And he said in his word, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But if one walk in the night, he stumbled because the light is not in him. You see, we've been going through much, amen, in our lifetime. Son on crack, daughters out there prostituting, amen, and the neighbors are talking about us, husband is doing everything that he's big enough to do, because darkness has stepped in, and it think it's going to make its pleasure and abide in you, but God told me to tell you, begin to call upon him, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and allow the light to come in to your home, because it's going to dispel darkness. Darkness won't be able to stay there no more. So Jesus said, I'm going in the light of the day. Hallelujah, because my friends need me. And in Judea, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The Jews are trying to, amen, stone me and do everything they can do possibly. Amen, hallelujah, in that time, he said. But I'm going in the daylight. I'm going while the light is still shining in my life. Hallelujah. And in the lives of others. Because I am the light. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's shining in a dark world. And Lazarus need me. Hallelujah. And it's time for me to go. I had waited 2 days. Now it's time for me to go. But hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then it's the disciples said, Lord, if when Jesus had spoke, amen, the word, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. These things he said, after that he said to them, our friend Lazarus is asleep. How many of you, amen, can understand that you're just in a sleep mode, that you're in a situation, amen, and you're going to wake up out of it. You're not going to die in that situation. Your sons and daughters are going to turn their lives around. That husband is going to turn his life around. It's not a dead situation. You've just been, amen, placed in a sleeping mode. That means if you fall asleep, surely you're going to wake up, amen, to God's goodness and mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then he said, I go that I may wake him up. Jesus is coming into your situation, and he's going to do a shaking in your life, and he's going to wake you up, amen, amen, and give you a clarity of what's going on. He told me to tell you weeping and do it for a night, but joy coming in the morning. Then the disciples said, Lord, if he sleep, he will get well. My God, some situations that we go through, amen, praise be the name of God, we don't understand. If we sleep, we coming out. If we sleep, amen, during the process of sleeping, we will get well. If we sleep during our situation, praise be the name of God. Jesus is in the midst of our sleep. Amen. And whatever we ask, you God, amen, you will do it. Because I'm going to give you a deep revelation of sleep. Sleep, amen. The body is in a state, amen, of unconsciousness. It's conscious, but yet and still is still unconscious. Because at that time, it's not, amen, an operation to do anything, but, amen, stay in that mode. Amen, and while you in, amen, that conscious, amen, state, amen, but not, amen, amen, in that awake state. Amen, that's when the spiritual and the supernatural, amen, begin to take place. That's when, amen, your spirit man and the Holy Ghost will join, amen, amen, forces together. Amen, and the Holy Ghost will go to Jesus, and Jesus will go to the Father. Because there will be a shanarabosaya concerning your petition. And then, amen, Jesus, hallelujah, will tell the Holy Ghost what you need. Amen, and the Holy Ghost will perform the works. Well, Jesus know if Lazarus sleeping, he wasn't dead, because in his unconscious state, in his state of sleep and rest, that God was working it out in the supernatural for Lazarus, so that when Jesus came, all Jesus had to do was speak, amen, a word, amen, concerning the situation. Jesus want to speak in your life. He want to turn things around on your job. He want to make that boss man behave. He want to make that wife come in out of the world system, because the Bible said a woman that living in pleasure is dead while she live. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. So, amen, he told the disciples, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, that Lazarus was asleep. But disciples, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. They understood not what he was saying. However, Jesus spoke of his death. He was letting him know that when you inquire, you don't die, but you sleep. A lot of us going to sleep away. Hallelujah. A lot of us going to be called up, amen, to be with the Lord. But while we still, amen, in this old earthly tabernacle, God want us to ask him, thank you, Jesus, for whatever we want. So then his disciples, amen, thank you, Jesus. And Jesus, amen, went on, amen, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well,
to where Lazarus was, because Jesus made it plain to the disciples that Lazarus was dead. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But if you remember earlier what I said, it was not unto death in that essence, but it was for the glory of God. And Jesus let him know, I am glad for your sake that I was not there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He was glad, amen, that he was not there when Lazarus was sick, amen. Because, amen, God wanted to get the glory out of the situation. God wanted to get the glory out of your situation, saints. You've been going through so much. And, amen, thank you, Jesus. It ain't going to be no lawyer this time, amen. And it ain't going to be no judge in the courtroom this time. But God's going to get the glory out of that situation and say, case dismissed. Jesus dropped the charges. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't no doctor going to get the glory this time. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus going to walk into that hospital, into the operating room, and the doctor's going to do one more test and say, stop the surgery because, amen, we don't find any cancer. How many of us are going through the day? I want to tell you what Jesus told me to tell you. Hallelujah. Ask, amen, praise God, and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Jesus went on. My God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To Bethany, amen, and it was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had joined the woman around her, amen, Martha, amen, and Mary to, amen, comfort them concerning their brother. Sometime we have people that come in, amen, because we think, amen, that it's all over, but I'm telling you today, it ain't over till God says over. Some of you been waiting on the Lord, and your friends been waiting right along with you, and they want to see that you don't have a good expected end. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But Jesus, amen, let me know to tell you, he would that you would have an expected end. So weeping and doing for night, but joy come in the morning. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God can deliver you out of them all. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary was sitting in the house. Now Martha said to Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But Jesus had already prophesied a situation. He had already spoken, amen, what was going to happen, amen. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, before he came to Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And then not only that, but he had to wait on God before he moved. He said, amen, thank you, Jesus. He can only, amen, do what, amen. He sees the Father, amen. And then Moshe instruct him to do. And he can only speak what the Father tell him to speak. We, amen, have assignments from God. And he was giving us authority to wear his name. He has ordained us, amen, for the service, rendering for our purpose, amen, in life and his will. And we don't want to ask God anything. We rather go to the witchcraft workers. We rather go to, amen, amen, our own way of lifestyle. We rather go to the men and women and ask them for advice. The Bible said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. We're walking, amen, in the counsel of the ungodly. But God want me to tell you, whatever you ask of God, he will do it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then she went on to say, but even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give it you. My God, she knew that Jesus had a right kind of connection. Hallelujah, with the Father. How many know when you step in and believe Jesus Christ, you got a connection with Jesus. And if you have a connection with Jesus, you have a connection with the Holy Ghost and the Father. My God, thank you, Jesus. And Jesus, amen, thank you, Jesus, went on to tell her, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I am the resurrection and the life. Amen, he who believeth in me, and though he were dead, he shall live. Lazarus couldn't die, in essence, amen, because Jesus was his resurrection. If Jesus want to be your resurrection today, saints, he's bringing you out of dead situation. The light is coming into your house. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? He was telling her, Lazarus ain't dead. Because he is Lazarus' life. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so Jesus went on to tell him, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Tell, amen, her and the people. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He went on to ask, amen, them to take, amen, him where Lazarus was. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And he asked them, where have you laid him? And then, amen, he said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept at that time. Then the Jews said, see how he looked. Of him. They were all observing. All of Martha and Mary's friends and Lazarus' friends were observing the love that Jesus had for us. Well, I want to tell you, the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believe in him shall not perish. You are looking at a dead situation, so you think. But hallelujah, when you allow Jesus to come into your life. Hallelujah. If you believe in him, you cannot perish. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And some of them said, can this be the man who opened the eyes of the blind and also kept them, amen, thank you, Jesus, kept this man from dying. Then Jesus, amen, again groaned in himself. What he was doing, he was having a conversation with the Holy Ghost and came to the tomb, and it was a cave, and a stone was laid against it, and Jesus said, lay the stone. Martha and the sister of him who was dead said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench. Sometime our situation have gone to the fullness. Full circle, amen, and it begins to stink. Amen, problems begin to stink. Words begin to stink. When you don't have no money, it begins to stink. But Jesus knew that he was the life, for he has been dead for 4 days. Your situation has gone into the fourth day, and it seemed like there is no hope. But God told me to tell you, whatever you ask of God, he will do it. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. We need to thank the Father because he has heard us. Whatever we have asked of God, he will do it. And then we need to thank the Father. And I know that you always hear me, my Father. But because of the people and who are standing by, I say this, that they may believe. Some of you don't believe that Jesus got the power to resurrect the dead. Some of you don't believe that Jesus can do everything but fail. But I want to tell you today, for those that believe, let not your heart be troubled. Hallelujah, you believe in God, believe also in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then he went on to say, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works of them ourselves. Amen. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believe in me, the works that I do, he will do also. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And greater worse than these will he do, because I go to my Father, and whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father might be glorified in the Son. You see, God want to glorify, hallelujah, himself concerning the situation. He don't want nobody to take his glory, and he's been waiting on you to ask him a thing, and then watch him move. He said, amen, thank you, Jesus. We have to have faith, and some of us have to have that God kind of faith that has, amen, moved upon many a situation. If we have faith as a grain of a size of a mustard seed, we can speak to that situation, amen, and see God move upon it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if we look at faith in Hebrews 11, thank you, Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. My God, I want to give you glory and the evidence of things not seen. My God, thank you, Jesus. And if you look at faith, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We have been looking for situations and changes in our life, and God has already moved upon it. When you begin to pray and when you begin to ask him to change the situation, to bring that daughter, husband in. And if you look at the situation, what is faith? Faith is belief and trust in something that, amen, has to be manifested only by God, because it is a first, amen, amen, thank you, Jesus. Start in the invisible. My God, thank you, Jesus. Remember, I said Jesus had to get the glory out of the situation with Lazarus. And faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus was now waiting on the manifested glory to come down and meet him. Amen. So that he can meet with Lazarus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And amen. Faith holds a matter. And matter is everything around you. Matter is everything made of atoms and molecules. Matter is everything that has a mass. What is, amen, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The weight of an object, amen, is the force of gravity on the object and may be defined as a mass times the acceleration of gravity, W equals mg. Since the weight is a force, it SL unit is the newton. Density is mass. Amen. Praise God. Volume. Amen. Jesus said in Psalms 40, Lord, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me. thank you, Jesus. Mass, amen, is volume, and matter has mass. Jesus was assigned by God to come into the earth in the space and time that it was appointed for him by faith. We are assigned to come into the earth at the time that was appointed for us to come. So, amen, during that time, Lazarus had his time, and it was not time for him to die, but it was for the glory of God. Hallelujah, when we believe God for a prophecy, for something to come to pass in our lives, it must first come down from God, who is the Father of all things. In the volume of the book that it is written about us, Lazarus already written in the volume of the book, amen, and he could not die at that time and season, so Jesus had to go back into the Judea, amen, into Bethany and Jerusalem, in order to raise Lazarus up for the glory of God. Those people needed a miracle in that town, and they needed, amen, hope in that town. They had been going through hopeless situations. Herod was on the move, and his son took over his place and position, and trouble, amen, with the Romans everywhere. Amen. And the Jews did not believe in Jesus Christ. But Jesus continued to work miracles and do mighty works. Amen. So, amen, because of this thing with Lazarus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The weight of the gift that Lazarus had to obtain. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, had to be measured by God to the exact quantity. Thank you, Jesus. And that meant his life being restrained. That meant that his body did not go into rigor mortis. That meant that his soul did not leave his body. That meant that his spirit did not leave his body. So God had to do a work, amen, in the atmosphere, amen, in the atmosphere in the heavens, so that it could come down, amen, at the appointed time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it had to reach, amen, Jesus and Lazarus without disintegration. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That means before it was destroyed, before the demons could get hold to it. But had to travel from heaven down on earth to meet Jesus, and Jesus met Lazarus, and the Bible said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, I give God the glory. Lazarus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Would be resurrected from the grave. And the Bible went on. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And after Jesus had said and told the Father, I know you always hear me, but because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And when, my God, he spoke that, my God, amen, Lazarus, a man who was there, came forth, bound, hand and foot with grave cloth. Some of you got grave cloth on, and God getting ready to move the grave cloth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, loose him and let him go. Saints, when you cry out to God, amen, and God hear your prayer, don't worry and don't get dismayed, because the answer is on the way. It just got to come down from heaven and meet your needs. Hallelujah. And everything that's been keeping you in bondage, every stronghold that's been trying to keep you, amen, in bondage, got to come off. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus didn't ask no man to pull the grave cross off, but the Bible said that the grave cross loosed him and let him go. God will loose some of y'all today from all kind of obscurities, all kind of suffering, and every dilemma that has hit your page, in your mind, in your body, in your soul, in your spirit, with your children and with your family. The grave cross are coming off, and Jesus is coming in to work the miracle in your life. Let him work for you, saints. I told y'all on yesterday I couldn't see. My eyes be so messed up sometimes, even to sit before the computer, I have to squinch my eyes up just to see. Amen. Praise God. When I'm doing things around the house or trying to read or do anything, I have to squinch my little eyes up just to see. But I made up in my mind. Satan ain't getting this. I can wear grave cloth, but I'm not going to die. I can go through, but Jesus said it's not my time. I can be without, but Jesus said ask, and you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. I'm keeping my focus on God. Some of you want to give up. I'm telling you, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Ain't nothing back there. I've been there. Ain't nothing back there. Hallelujah. I praise God, who is the author and finisher of my faith. Amen. Don't forget, amen, our summer camp meeting. Amen. Kingdom worshipers starting, amen, praise God, Thursday. Amen. Friday and Saturday. Got some great, awesome, anointed and appointed women of God that can preach the gospel. They'll preach you, amen, the word of truth, amen, and they'll preach deliverance. I, amen, was moved by the Holy Spirit to invite these women in, amen, because they were truly anointed by God. Thank you, Jesus. I've heard them preach, amen, they can get a deliverance. They can get a breakthrough. We need it, thanks. Have a wonderful day. Praise God.